stars are bright tonight. The air is sweet. Though summer's over now, there's a strange blue music in the street.
Releasing an album once every 10 or 12 years could be a risky proposition for some. For Donald Fagen, the more time off, the better, because it gives him time to do what he does best, observe. At 58, Donald Fagen would be the first to disagree about his level of output. In fact, he's been telling people that the last 13 years have been the busiest of his career. Counting a pair of brand new Steely Dan albums and the second and third solo albums in his so-called trilogy, there's no doubt he's still out there. Working hard.
High above Manhattan town, what filter has a shape like that? Fans like us who watch the skies, we know it's more to get.
Donald Fagen released his first solo effort, The Nightfly, to overwhelming critical acclaim just a year after Steely Dan's breakup in 1981. Fagen says that album represented his youth, a fresh start, a new beginning. His follow-up in 1993, Comma Cariad, introduced Fagen at midlife, while his latest, Morph the Cat, according to Fagen, is about endings. The album may have its dark and foreboding side, but the Steely Dan-inspired music far outweighs any thought of this being Fagen's farewell. Fans will appreciate his signature first-person musings, from a mundane encounter with an airport security screener to a fantasy conversation with the late Ray Charles.
I say, Ray, why do girls treat you nice that way? You said, it's not what I know, what I think or say. It's what I do. It's what I do.
From Morph the Cat, that's Donald Fagen's What I Do. Oddly, Donald Fagen never toured in support of his previous solo albums, making this his first solo tour ever. Following the March release of Morph the Cat, Fagen performed 18 concerts in the United States, with more dates on his solo tour expected. I'm Doug Levine.
I hear Denise is back on the outside, and she's got a wicked plan. She's calling in the Dying Sisters again to form the Ultimate Five Chord Band. For 8 months now in that freaking cell, she's been knocking ideas around. Now she's good and here comes the H-Gang.
for a showdown.